Titus 3, The Way of Life Elicited by God's Grace. Put them in mind to be in subjection to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be eagerly ready to do every good work, to speak evil of no one, not to be contentious, but to be gentle, showing all meekness toward all men. For we also once were foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when there appeared the kindness of God our Saviour, and his love towards man, not by works done in righteousness, which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour. This was so that, being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This teaching is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. A divisive person, after the first and second warning, reject, knowing that such a one is perverted and sins, being self-condemned. When I shall send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, give diligence to come to me in Nicopolis, for there I have decided to winter. Do your best to speed Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, to help those in urgent need, and not to be unfruitful. All that are with me greet you. Greet those that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen.